This is day 9 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. Joe Schaff, General Manager of Central Prairie Co-op in Rice County, reported they received their first load on June 7th. Schaff said they are about 85% harvested in the area. He said our test weights are surprisingly higher than normal. We have had test weights around 60 to 64 pounds per bushel. For your yields, they are probably averaging in the mid-30s per acre. Schaff reported proteins ranging from 13 to 16%, with an average nearing 13.5%. Austin Taylor, location manager of Golden Valley Inc. in Pawnee County, reported to be about 35 to 40% complete with the harvest in the area. Before the rain this past week, he said the test weights were around 61.5 pounds per bushel. Taylor also said they had a handful of loads come in on June 12th and 13th, but officially started on June 14th. He said, "We are looking for our yields to be around a wide range of 30 to 60 bushels per acre, which is probably the same everywhere else. We ran a few samples of protein with some as low as 12% and some as high as 13%. In comparison to other years, Taylor said their average yields are lower than normal. Taylor also reported a dry growing season with no rain in the area from last October until late April, when the area received a much-needed inch of moisture. Taylor said harvest has been an overall shock this year. We have gotten some better yields, better proteins, and better production than expected overall. We thought there was going to be some shriveled wheat kernels because of the lack of rain, but to our surprise, there haven't been any." Gerald Kimmerer, location manager of Pride Ag Resources in Ford County, reported receiving their first load on June 11th. He said they are anywhere from 20 to 25% harvested in the area. He estimates the rain will push back finishing harvest in the area until around the 4th of July. Kimmerer thinks there might be more showers next week as well. He said for this year, the yields are exceeding what the farmers were expecting. We are seeing ranges anywhere from 15 to 25 bushels per acre, up to 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Kimmerer also said the test weights in the area have not been an issue this year. He reported test weights above 60 pounds per bushel, with proteins being a little higher than normal. He said compared to an average year, we have normal proteins, which tend to be higher than surrounding areas. We're behind on moisture this year, so we really want to get the crop cut sooner than later, to avoid the weeds that might pop up. Kimmerer also said harvest is right on schedule for production, and they would be farther into harvest if it wasn't for the rain this past weekend into Monday. But he said, "We are not upset at all about the rain. It was well needed for the crops. As long as there is no hail or a downpour of rain, we are happy with the moisture." The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.